Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to season 9 of the City Confessions. I am so excited because I'm finally back after taking 9 months off due to motherhood. Today, we are joined by Lily Ravis. She is a brand strategist with over 10 years of experience in the PR, publishing, and event management field. She has also worked in New York and London and Southeast Asia and Europe, which is just amazing. So, hi, Lily, how are you?
Hi. And
thank you so much for being on my podcast.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting. I'm super excited. As said, especially this is your first one in a while. So I'm very excited to be part of it. And yeah, we've known each other for some time, but you know, like from back when you were obviously you're still obviously working as an influencer as well, but you know, like, you know, so we've known each other for like a good 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. From the industry around. And yeah. I was so excited to follow your journey to become a mom, you know, and all of that stuff.
Yeah, and I love that we connected in that space of the timing because your daughter is, I believe, around 2 months older than
yours,
my son.
Yeah.
And it's very timely. You know exactly what I have gone through and what I am going through, even though every mother's journey is different.
Yes, yes. And I saw your post about like not sleeping. And I was like, oh my God, I really have to write her because I was saying like 2 months in, it really does get better. Now actually it got worse, yeah. Like just between us, but it did get better. And I was like, oh my God, like every mom needs to know, especially like, you know, people you know and you know, friends, because like it really does get better. And first time you really think it doesn't, you know,
exactly.
And it feels like it's always gonna be like that. But no, as I said, I can't wait for our babies to meet finally,
yes,
like shortly, yes. Soon. And thank you so much for having me here today.
So why don't we start by having you introduce yourself to my audience.
Mm-hmm.
Tell
sure.
us, who is Lily Ravis and how did you get started in this whole business and industry?
Yes, yes, yes. So I've been working in fashion for coming up to like 12 years or so. So I'm originally from Hungary, like Central Europe. So I graduated from business school there and I worked in publishing for a little bit there. And, you know, I was mostly in like business side, but I was already like, you know, like trying to get more like writing about like the business side of fashion and all. And then I was just like, I took a big leap of faith, and back then it was still European Union. So I was like, okay, I always knew I was going to end up in America. I went to an American school back then. So I was like, I always knew I'm going to end up here eventually if I can. And, you know, I would have to do everything in my power to do that. But then London sounded like a more reasonable option since Paris and Milan are closed and I'm an EU citizen. However, I don't speak the language. You know, unfortunately, or not well enough for sure. Even my French is horrible. So I did go to London and, you know, just bought a one-way ticket, left my very starting publishing job back in Hungary. And that was like really, like, really like hard there because, you know, you think you know it all when you are 22. You know nothing, obviously. And no one wants to even hire you as an intern, like when you go to London, you know, like it's so competitive. And even to get like a fashion job that you know, like doesn't pay like there, it's like really like takes forever. So I kind of like in the end got lucky, and so I started with a PR agency that specialized in graduate designers, so like designers coming out of London College of Fashion, Central St. Martin's, like smaller but you know in the UK well-known schools. So I kind of like worked on that for a while, and then I kind of realized that there was a bigger market for like mid-sized labels because unfortunately graduates are still very new in the business. So they're not really sure if they really want to do fashion. Their funding is very spotty and I think they need time to figure out who they are. So I always say, I think maybe it's good for someone to be an intern for a while, like as a designer intern or work for a big company and after figure out, you know, how they want to proceed. So then I started working more as a consultant back in London for mid-sized labels. And mid-size, I call every fashion label that's not a total startup, like a graduate, but not a multinational corporation like Louis Vuitton or Gucci. So
Right.
anything in between could be a bigger company, smaller company. And that worked out kind of, better. Like there was like better opportunities there. I went to Dubai for a month interviewing for a PR agency that didn't go through, but I met some designers there. So I realized, hey, they really want to come to London and I could help with that. We could help with that. So I just kind of started doing things first with that PR agency I used to work with, then kind of more on my own. And I also like still did the press. So I was working as a journalist. I wouldn't call myself too much that, but like I was still writing for like Elle, Marie Claire, most of the Hungarian edition. So I was attending a lot of fashion week shows, like, anything from the smallest to the biggest ones. Like I think the biggest I've been to is like Vivienne Westwood. I've been to the once I was at the Burberry show, which was really amazing. Like, that was like a big deal to get invited there, like with my own seat and all. So that was those kind of things were really, really cool experience. And I started coming to New York Fashion Week like 6 years ago. Same way I started like, like applying for like shows and just slowly transitioning to come over. And then I got a job with the licensed owner of Elle and Marie Claire back in Europe, but they were doing a big committee here. So they hired me, got my first visa here for work. And we were basically doing like a talent program where, we had Liza Smiler, the vice president of the CFDA on board, Eddie Malone, the founder of Fashion GPS, back then the publisher of the Daily Front Row, and a well-known fashion photographer, and also like a big wholesale platforms owner. So we had like a really high-end, judges that was my job to put together. And they basically that was like a big project for us. We launched it in Spring Studios. And since then, I kind of like also went more on my own and, work as like an independent consultant through my own company. But, I'm in between in-house and running your own business. So I wouldn't call myself too much of an entrepreneur in the sense that I mostly work for other companies, but, still multiple ones. So I'm not employed by one company, but you work with four or five companies at the same time.
Thank you for sharing. It feels like you have such an impressive resume. And I feel like a lot of times when you walk through memory lane, it's also common to overlook like the challenges. And I'm
Oh
sure
yes, yes,
there's
yes.
many, especially in the
So
fashion world,
many.
as you
Oh my God,
mentioned, is
yeah.
ex extremely competitive. So
So much, right? Yeah.
can you recall one moment where it was maybe consider your rock bottom or something that was like extremely difficult?
Yes.
Yeah, please tell me about
Of
that.
course, of course. Like New York, obviously London was, I felt like it was always, I mean, looking back at London, like, my life there, obviously, like I'm grateful for a lot of memories and I'm grateful I experienced that kind of creativity that London only, I believe only London has, so many brands that grungy, punk inspired. Like I'm grateful to see that and see that, how the whole industry, like with legends like Vivienne Westwood, since obviously she passed away, or so many like Sandra Rhodes. I don't know if you know her with the crazy pink hair. I had the luck to meet her as well, and so those ladies really did something special. But in general, London, most people work for free. So even to get like a few £100 or dollar payment, it's like really bad because even very well-known names in the business really do things for free, which is like, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but no one pays anyone in the UK. So first, that's a really hard thing. And there is literally no shame in tending bar or like doing other kind of admin jobs or anything, but it makes it really hard to like put yourself into business because you cannot have a 9-to-5 job and then try to really get into one of the most competitive businesses because it doesn't work well like that. If you're serious about being in fashion, you have to like put your most into it. And so I think money is the biggest challenge. And even now, like, you get better, and New York is obviously a lot more commercial, so you get better jobs, better payments. But it's really, I think for a lot of us or most of us, it's really, even on the business side, it's really hard to, it just justify all that energy you put into it, and compared to that, how little financial compensation comes with it. But all of us, including like influencers, press, like, you know what I mean? So it's like really hard, and you have to really justify to yourself why you are doing it when people tell you you shouldn't be doing it because you should do something that's pace, better pace, solid pace, more like, you know. So I think that's a constant struggle for everyone in this business. And also, like, for me, another like really sad thing, because, you know, I see so many brands all the time, and I see that how many of them for the same reason also give up. So even if they get results, it's like how many of them fall out of the business, realize that it's too much to handle, and you know, like it's maybe they don't see it as a failure, but it's sad to see like how much fluctuation is in the business and how many people give up on it because of the, I think mostly like this creative and financial challenges that, you know, because I don't have to be creative, but I also feel for brands, even if money is not an issue, which it's a very few of them that it's not, then they still sometimes like really hit rock bottom with their creativity too. So I also feel really discouraged by that, you know, that you cannot follow through with the same brands for a very long time, because many of them just cease operation, or I'm sure you see that all the time with brands you follow as well, that they just really don't do things any longer, you know. So I think that's also very mentally draining sometimes as a consultant to see that it's not working the way they want it, even if everyone is doing the best to make it happen, including them.
So you're speaking about like from the brand's perspective, but what about you as an individual? What keeps you going, especially with being a new mom as well? Because that is one of my biggest struggles, finding time for myself. So
Yes.
how on earth are you dealing with all of the business aspect while still caring for your daughter?
Yeah, that's the, as you said, same, I guess, same for you. So that's one of the hardest part, because I was so naive before having a kid. I was like, oh yeah, I'm having a flexible job. I just have the baby. I do the job. So cool, so easy, right? I was like, I'm sure, like, I don't know about you, but I had all these like crazy thoughts. Like, I was like, oh, it's gonna be the same. And then you realize that the baby doesn't want you to do anything, right? And okay, we are friends, it's no problem. But if I try to do like a work call and she's doing this, that's not that much cuteness, you know, any longer, or she's screaming in the background or trying to be like that, exactly like that. So I think it's a huge challenge to figure out like if it's worth it. But I don't know how you feel about it, but I also felt like if I don't work, again, one thing is finances for all of us, that, you know, how to figure out or how to fully rely on a partner that, you know, like I, you know, like it's one thing that fashion is not the most financially rewarding industry, but it's another thing to completely rely on your partner or husband to support everything, which is like, even if they do that, I think it's very painful to experience that, you know, for an individual when you always did something. And also like to feel that everyone is going to fashion week, or even, you know, like everything is still happening and you cannot be the part of it in any way, shape, or form. That's also like, I felt like for a few months, like in the beginning, that was like really draining me, because it's like you are just sitting at home in pajamas all day and you love your kid more than anything in the world, but you know, like you're feeling you are like you're not doing anything else, and it's very sad, right? It makes you feel like not useless, because it's a horrible word to say, but a little bit of useless as well, in a sense. Or I felt like that. So I'm trying to do like find a good balance now to do a little bit more and feel more satisfied that I'm doing something, and balance out how to get a nanny that helps a little bit at least, you know, like even part time, and you know, like balance it out with like getting enough projects in that it makes sense to do that.
I
But how
couldn't
about
agree
yourself?
more.
Like,
Yes, I
like the
agree
same
so
right
much
here.
because I feel like, well, I knew going in, I wanted to dedicate a minimum of 3 months, just obviously being with my
Yes,
son.
of course.
That's the newborn stage. But you know, it doesn't
Yes.
end at that 3 month mark. It continues, and I'm sure you're going through it as well. So then
Yes.
I also read that, you know, you should, it's all about your mindset. So I realized I'm so grateful to be in this position to be able to be with my son 24/7 because other people can't afford that, and they have to put their child in daycare. And there's nothing wrong with
Yes.
that. I get it because
Of course.
I was debating on, you know, getting a nanny as well. But I think it's such a small time frame that you're never gonna get back, you
No,
know?
and it's very true as well. And it's so hard. And to be honest, I always had so much respect for single moms, but now I'm like, oh my God, they are like the heroes of the world. Like, how do you know? So it's like just so don't want to get emotional, but thinking about some friends who went through that, it's like, how did they even do that without a partner? You know, it's like some
It's
people have
so
like three
hard.
kids.
I know.
Like it's like three, four kids. And you know, even daycare, think about daycare is so expensive
It's
too. Like
so
we are in New York,
expensive.
so expensive, like $4,000 a month. And then to come up with that money and on top of make more, that it makes sense, you know. And also like a lot of moms I know feel the guilt, as you said, that they are not with their kids, like, you know. And also like I know each of their own, but I also when we talk to some nannies, some of them really, especially older ladies, they look at the babies that they raised them as their kid. And to me, that felt really just not right for me, because you know, I don't want another person to love them as it's okay, someone comes for a few hours and helps out and plays with the kid, but someone raising them and making their meals all the time and all of that stuff, it just felt really hard for me to understand like how it could be done. You know what I mean? But of course, like a lot of moms have to do that, and or they have to send their babies to daycare, but it's very hard, right? Very hard to imagine how that works.
I know. I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know you have Penny. My podcast is called The City Confessions. So I love to have guests come on, share a little bit about, what they do, who they are, and then a confession. So this can be anything that you want to share, whether it's personal, whether it's lighthearted. But if you can confess something, Lily, at the moment, what would it be?
What type of things people normally confess? Oh my
Yeah,
God, I'm
people
trying to
have told
think.
me, like they're like really, really insecure in their jobs when they portray themselves as, very confident, or just like random New York City stories about like getting drunk or like subway encounters with strangers, just anything that comes up that may. I guess also the question that's related to this would be, what is something that somebody would be surprised, to hear about you, or what is something that you think people don't know about you, or a fun fact? It could be, again, however you receive the question.
Let me think, but definitely I would say like fun New York stories maybe when I was younger. So nowadays it's hard to come up with something since I'm like mostly at home, you know. But I would say like confession wise, yeah, pretty much aligned to that, the whole conversation we had is like, you know, talking about what you did, it feels, you know, it doesn't make me feel any proud nowadays, like, you know. And you always feel like you are failing as a mom, failing as a person, failing as a partner. So especially since the baby, it's like it's this constant feeling is like you are not enough, you are not enough in your work, you cannot lose enough weight after the birth, you don't look good, you don't feel, and it's not about vanity, even just feeling like you're a different person, you are not a good enough mom, you know. I'm sure you have those same feelings, or like I think most of us do, but to me like that would be the biggest thing, that how much insecurity comes in for you as a professional and as a mother, as a woman, as a wife or a partner. So to me this feeling consumes me a lot every day nowadays, and I dream about it even, which is very like a weird thing, but it's like it's like I guess it comes with motherhood, right? Like, you know, you become like you feel like, and you look at people from outside, you think they're so doing everything effortlessly. They have a kid, they have an amazing job, they are so look amazing on their Instagram, and you feel you are not doing any of those things. And you know, it's like the super moms, right? They already look skinny after the birth, and I was like, how do they do that? Or maybe no one is a super mom. It's just, you know, like you know, from the outside, everyone looks like a super mom.
No, I appreciate you sharing that. And I can definitely relate. And I think that's why I started to share my stories, the realities of what I was going through.
Yes,
And
right.
honestly, when I did that, obviously we connected, but so many moms just
Moms, right?
reached
Yes.
out. And I realized the mom community is so strong, so
So
welcoming.
strong.
Like there's no
Yes.
judgment, everybody's here to help. And now that I'm a mom, I have friends who are pregnant. And I'm so excited to like welcome them into the Mama Club because now I get it. It's definitely a
Exactly.
community.
And just one last thing, which is not completely fashion related, but mom related more, is like breastfeeding, how much we all get shamed for that if it doesn't work out. And, you know, to us, it kind of halfway worked out, but like how much comments you have from doctors, from outside people, that also the mom community was understanding that it doesn't always work out to breastfeed and do those things, and how guilty they make you feel. So that's another part of the confession that, you know, that's really, I think a lot of moms struggle with, like, you know, when the breastfeeding just doesn't work and how people make you feel about that, you know, like to give the baby formula, which is okay all the way if it
Course.
doesn't work out. Some babies just don't breastfeed, they don't like it, they don't want it. But these kind of feelings that society, you know, those standards that society sets for us, that you have to lose your weight immediately, you have to breastfeed, you have to be a super mom, you have to go back to your job, you have to be, you know, like your kid has to get all the attention, like, you know, like, you know, like the, you know, like all these things that, you know. But I think the mom community in general is so strong, and you can have these private conversations about those things that, you know, like we all struggle, like, you know, we all struggle with work, we all struggle with, you know, how to get back to the groove, we all struggle with, are we a good mom or not? Like, you know, like sometimes you have bad thoughts about, like, your, you know, so all these things that only the mom community understood. And I really admired your Instagram. You know, I always was watching it because I was always like, you are really talking about things that, what you go through, and, you know, how, because some moms never show their difficulties, right? You know, like, and it's also their prerogative. But for you, it's, I mean, I'm not an Instagram person, but of course you do that as part of who you are, and it's really nice that you really put it out there, I have to say, and show it, because we all struggle. And as you said, you feel the need to reach out to the other person because, oh, we are all going through the same thing.
No, and I love that. And I think it's so fitting that you are my first guest for this season because you are a
Thank
mom
you.
and it just makes sense. And this is like the real life. Sometimes you have to be
Yes.
with your baby while you're recording, you know? Like this is why
Exactly.
my whole podcast is just shedding like real, raw, and authentic glimpses of people's lives. So thank you. We're gonna wrap it up with a fire
Thank you.
round, with a
Yes.
fire round question of New York City. So I'll ask you a question
Yes.
and you can answer it with one word. Okay. The first thing that comes to your mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So what is your favorite thing about New York City?
Happening, business, what, interesting one word, like
Yeah. Okay. What is your least favorite thing?
rats.
And what's your go-to spot? Do you have a favorite like restaurant or cafe?
Recently, I would say a butterfly in Soho, the Thompson Hotel. You know,
Oh,
we've been
I've
going
never
there a
been
lot.
there.
So
Oh, okay. I'm gonna add it to
yeah, it's
my
very, it's
list.
like a lot, it's very nice, it's large. And Paul's, but Baby Grand, that's also like, you know, like very nice, like, you know, like more like a lounge, you know.
If you can describe New York City in one word, what would it be?
One word. The best, best city,
And
but like one word is
no,
like just
that's good. That's good. It could
vibrant, I would
be,
say one word.
yeah. And if you can thank New York City for one thing, what would it be?
Being a home,
I love that.
like a home for us. Yeah, and and I would say like resilience as well, like, you know, I get emotional again, it's still the baby hormones, but I'm saying, like, you know, New York always comes back, just to add like one sentence. So people said, you know, COVID, New York is dead, it's never dead, you know. So this city is always, you know, I've, you know, I haven't been everywhere, but I've been to enough places, I think, to say that I think this is the best place to be and best place to live. And yeah.
And that's the best way to end this podcast on a positive note. So, Lily, thank you so much. And Penny, I'm so happy that you joined us as well. I can't wait to meet you.
Yes, soon enough we do our play date with
Yes.
Hunter. I cannot wait to meet him, and Penny will love meeting him. And thank you
Thank
so much, right, Penny? Say bye.
you.
Oh,
Bye. I'll
hello.
talk to you next
Bye.
time.
Thank you so much.
Have a good
Talk to you.
one.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.